When I was a kid, one of my favorite holiday songs was The 12 Days of Christmas. My brother and I would sing that song at the top of our lungs late into the night on Christmas Eve in anticipation of the gifts for us under the tree. But did you know that the first lyrics for the song were published in London in 1780? And that in the northern counties of England, the song was often called The 10 Days of Christmas, as there were only 10 gifts? And did you know that The 12 Days of Christmas has a Wisconsin connection? Meg Jones explains.
Whatever you think of the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, you can thank or blame a Milwaukee professor for bringing the holiday carol across the Atlantic Ocean. Emily Frances Brown was an English professor at Milwaukee Downer College. She organized and wrote annual Christmas productions at the all-women's school. While browsing in a bookstore in Oxford, England, she discovered the sheet music for a holiday song called The 12 Days of Christmas. She bought it, tucked it into her luggage, and brought it back to Milwaukee in 1910. That year, Brown's students first sang about partridges in pear trees, French hens, lords a-leaping, and five gold rings during the annual Christmas concert. They sang it the next year and the year after that. At some point, the song spread. Now, it's a bit of a stretch to say it went viral, but eventually it became part of America's collective holiday songbook. It wasn't unusual for European music to make its way to America via travelers such as Brown. Some came with immigrants who brought their instruments, choir books, and music traditions from their home countries, and some songs came as souvenirs picked up by music-loving tourists. The origin of The 12 Days of Christmas is uncertain, but many music scholars agree the melody is French and the lyrics probably came from 18th century England. Just why it caught on while other holiday songs did not is anyone's guess. The tune gets renewed attention each year when the annual estimate of the cost of each item in the song is released as a humorous economic indicator. The cost goes up and down depending on the economy, rising paychecks for dancers and drummers, a boost in the federal minimum wage for maids a-milking, and volatile swan prices. In recent years, the 12 Days of Christmas gifts totaled a whopping $34,000. But if you exclude purchasing swans, you'll only have to shell out around $23,000. Brown herself was a bit mystified by the song's popularity. She had no idea that a song celebrating excessive gift-giving would one day become so popular. In a 1957 letter to a former Downer student, she downplayed her part in bringing the infernal song to America. She wrote that she simply picked up a printed carol in the Oxford shop, brought it home to Wisconsin, and first used it at a dinner in Holton Hall in December 1910. The next year, it was used for a celebration of the 100th anniversary of Charles Dickinson's birth and repeated the following December. Brown taught at Milwaukee Downer College for 35 years until 1945. She died in 1958. The Downer College buildings are now part of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Downer College merged with Lawrence University in Appleton, where Brown's papers are archived. Among her memorabilia is that sheet music she bought on a jaunt to England more than a century ago.
Meg Jones is a reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the author of World War II Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gottscher.